President Trump has said he wants Congress to come up with money so major infrastructure improvements can be made nationwide. Congress has yet to act on such talk, but if the money is provided, regional transportation officials say they have some good ideas what to spend it on. The regional administrator for the Eastern Region of the Washington Department of Transportation, Mike Gribner, says they have a wish list of specific new projects, but maintenance of current projects is considered a priority.
So one of the priorities we have as an agency is to remember to raise the concern about preservation and maintenance, keeping the existing system, the investment we have already made as the taxpayers and citizens of the state in the infrastructure. We want to keep that in operational status.
One example is the many bridges in the eastern part of the state that need repair.
Over the next 10 years, there's 60 or so bridges that are in need of some major investments. And that's a pretty high number. And those are not cheap projects. And so whether or not we actually will be able to properly fund them or not, I think is a question mark for us. And again, that comes back to if there was an infrastructure package, we would pursue that.
As far as new projects, Gribner says the congestion on Interstate 90 is one priority.
If you think about the connection of 195 and I-90, that's on our radar screen to do something with. The safety issues in the downtown viaduct would certainly be on our radar screen as well.
Over in Idaho, transportation officials say I-90 is also a major concern.
And ITD would really like to expand the interstate to 3 lanes from State Line to Sherman Avenue.
That's Idaho Department of Transportation District 1 Information Specialist Megan Saucer, who says the interstate was designed to handle a peak hour volume of 6,000 cars in that section of road. Last July, the peak hour total was 5,947 vehicles between Hutter and Northwest Boulevard. Expanding to 6 lanes total would cost an estimated $100 million on the Idaho side, and would also include increasing capacity at the freeway interchanges with Highways 95 and 41. Saucer says her agency has several other wish list projects.
We would like to expand US 95 to 4 lanes from Coeur d'Alene all the way to Sagal. And so this is to accommodate future growth and to do it in a safe manner. And really, making it 4 lanes will cost about $600 million.
Other hoped-for projects include a regional transportation management center and maybe even a Hutter bypass that would connect Interstate 90 to Idaho State Route 53 at a cost of $245 million. Both transportation agencies received money when the Obama administration provided funding for the so-called shovel-ready projects. Idaho DOT replaced the tiny bridge in Dover, Idaho, and Washington received funding for the North Spokane Corridor. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.